It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to hour number two on the second anniversary of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our clubhouse studios, where we've been each and every Saturday for 2 years. Been blessed to have support from the Tampa Bay community. Extremely blessed. And in Iowa, I had the same kind of relationships, and very, very fortunate. And we had a conversation earlier with Mark Egli on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections on the T Florida show. He was a supporter of us up north. And our next guest, he's been down here, and I've had him on the show before. He was always a supporter of ours. He used to call me Pee-wee's the Pros. And he is the great Dan McCarney, who was the head football coach at Iowa State, North Texas State. And for you Floridians, he's got a national championship ring that he and the Florida Gators got during the Tim Tebow era, and I consider him a friend, and he's kind enough to join me. What's going on, Mac?
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? Congratulations. Two fantastic years already, and you got a lot of great ones in front of you.
Well, thank you, brother. At our age, if we keep moving, we're good to go, and that's something that I certainly appreciate.
Yeah, and absolutely, Mike, and no question, you've done a great job the short time you've been down here, getting your show going, getting the interest going. You know, that's the show you used to have, the Pee-wee to the Pros, and that's what it's really all about, because as we both know, America comes alive when the football season starts, and it's so much fun to watch high school and college, NFL, and all levels to see this great game and the competition and the coaching and the phenomenal players. And of course, right in our backyard where we live right here, you're in Tampa, I'm in Sarasota. Good luck trying to find many places in the country that plays better high school football than we do around here.
Well, you know, Mac, we've gotten involved with high school in a big way. We're bringing down one or two teams each and every Saturday from across the bay in Hillsborough County, and then, of course, Pinellas, and I am just astonished at the speed, the level of talent. As you said, I know three or four kids right now that are on that roster at Iowa State, and I know their dads down here, and it's amazing. All the coaches coming from up north that come down here and cherry pick, and then Florida State, Miami can't build their programs back up. Something's wrong.
Oh, there's no question. How about South Florida? You know, nobody's going to tell me you can't win at South Florida. And you mentioned all those other great programs around the country. And, of course, Iowa and Iowa State, Wisconsin, my Midwest roots and the places I coached at and played, love those places. But I spent that year in 2007 in Tampa, Florida, at South Florida with Jim Leavitt. So nobody's going to talk me into you can't have a great program at South Florida. We went to number two in the country. We beat Auburn at Auburn. We beat West Virginia when they were top five in the country. We filled Raymond James twice. And won nine games. So the nonsense you can't win at South Florida is just exactly that. It's nonsense. You get the right person, the right staff. You can recruit to South Florida. You can coach. You can rally the phenomenal student body. No question about it. But it starts being able to keep some of those really top student athletes in all men's and women's sports, boys and girls sports, right here in the state of Florida. And it sure is fun to get out. I get out. I love watching high school football on Friday nights. Of course, love watching college football on Saturdays. Get out many times in person, not this weekend, but the best seat in the house, as you know, Mike, is when you just sit in front of that television and catch all these games from all around the country. But as you mentioned, the high school football in the state of Florida doesn't have to take a back seat to anyone in America.
One thing I'm sure you've noticed, being an Iowan, of course, growing up in Iowa City, playing at University of Iowa, Friday nights are very, very special in Iowa. But and we are one of the companies, one of the firms. They get all kinds of tremendous coverage. And one of the things I've noticed down here, and that's opening an opportunity for us, and we're going to expand, and I've got some potential capital partners. We're going to really do what we did up north and have a Friday Night Live and try to regionalize it. But the high school coverage is underserved down here. Don't you agree?
Oh, no question. There's no question. And I don't think sometimes people really realize, maybe the people that even live here, how special it is, the high school football down here. The competition, the coaching, the players, it's amazing, the teams, the great games that you get. And once in a great while, you know, you'll see some, there's some television coverage, but not as much as it should be. The radio coverage, like you said, it's underserved, no doubt about it, with one of the unbelievable areas in America to watch football. You bring back, you talk about high school football, Mike, how great was it all those years back in the state of Iowa? Brought back some memories. Just last night, Southeast Polk won their second straight championship in a row in the Unidome. I was just there a year ago watching Southeast Polk win their first one of two in a row in the Unidome. I was blessed and honored to be inducted in the Iowa High School Hall of Fame, so I went back and we were inducted during halftime of that game. And you just see the great coverage and the excitement and the energy in a state that has many, many less people and lots less prospects and a lot less recruits that are going to go on to college football. And yet the coverage that you were a part of is immense and tremendous in the state of Iowa. No reason why we can't grow that and improve that and do a better job here in the state of Florida.
You bring up that Southeast Polk game. We won't talk too much about Iowa, but they had a little running back that ran for over 300 yards. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. And I saw him in person, and I've watched him, and I follow him, and I'm real close to Iowa City High, my alma mater, and Mitch Moore, who took him to the Final Four a year ago, took him to the playoffs this year. So I stay in touch with a lot of Mike Woodley's son. Brian Woodley was the head coach at Johnson that lost in that game. Mike was on my staff at Iowa State. But tremendous player. Their offensive tackle is a first-team All-American, legitimate Southeast Polk offensive tackle. It's 6'8", I think 290, 300 pounds. So there's talent up there, but no question there's truckloads of players in the state of Florida. They're going to get opportunities if they take care of their academics, if they understand the importance of character, if they don't wait around for somebody to hand them something and wait for something to happen instead of going to make it happen yourself. This state is recruited. Texas and Florida and California are the three most heavily recruited states in high school football in the entire country. No doubt about it, Mike.
Okay, let me ask you this, because obviously we've got a heavy Florida State and UCF, USF, Miami audience. You were with the Florida Gators that national championship run with Tim Tebow. And what's it going to take for a Florida to get back to those glory days? It just seems like they're on the cusp, but I know it's Billy's first year. What do you think that they need to do to attain that? And of course, we know what Florida State's attempting. They're rolling all over Louisiana right now. But what do you think is going to take for the Gators, which I'm sure you follow closely?
Yeah, there's no doubt they can get back. And I really believe they've got the right guy in charge. I'm really impressed with him. Never met him, just watched him from a distance. If you can win 10 games at Louisiana as a head football coach, you know how to coach and teach and motivate, elevate the performance of everyone around you. So there's no doubt in my mind. The places you're talking about have everything you could ever imagine for success. We're not talking about taking a back seat to anyone. The facilities, the fans, the commitment to excellence from the academic part of the school, from part of the departments, the incredible administrations they have in place. But obviously, when we went and played at University of Oklahoma and Bobby Stoops, who we both know, Mike, for the national championship that year, they were loaded, and they had first and second and third rounders all over the place. Guess what? We had the same thing in our lineup at the University of Florida. And you've got to get the best of the best, the cream of the crop. There's no reason why you can't. But you have to build that type of depth and that type of competition. And then who are we kidding? All these teams that are in the hunt for the playoffs right now and all these teams that are in the hunt for the conference championships, they have those dynamic playmakers. It's a game of space, Mike, as we both know. It's a game of space now. And that doesn't mean you don't have to have big, strong, physical guys. Of course you do in the offensive and defensive lines. But all those teams that are in the top rankings in the country right now, they all have those game breakers, those dynamic players, those scary guys, those scary cats on the other side that you go, oh, my God, wide receiver, DBs, running backs, quarterbacks, linebackers that are 4.4 and 4.5 that can run. And it's such a game of speed anymore, and a lot of young kids want to know, Coach, what do I need? What do I need? One of the first things you better be able to do is run, because there's no room for slugs anymore in college football, and especially Division I. If you can't run, you can't play, baby. And you can be the toughest guy in the world, it's such a game of the guys being able to run, and that's every position on the field, but especially those speed positions, those perimeter, those skill positions. And there's no reason why you can't do that at Florida, Florida State, Miami, all these other places. We grew up, Mike, in our lifetime. Those teams, they were always in the hunt for the top 10 and top 15 and conference championship, national championships. And then you stop and think about it. In recent years, Florida State's been down. Miami's been down. Florida's been down. All at the same time, it's almost shocking. But it appears that they're slowly but surely on their way back to prominence, national prominence. And there's no doubt in my mind you can get there if you take care of business and recruit your tails off and keep the best of the best right here in the state of Florida.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, our second anniversary special down from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're talking to Dan McCarney. He's down in Sarasota where he is. He was migrated south, and he rebuilt the Iowa State program, and he went to North Texas State, and he went to Florida. And I've got to ask you one thing, Mac. You know, you had such success in the coaching ranks. What do you think about how would you fit in today's world with NIL, the transfer portal? I mean, it's a completely different landscape for the coaches, the institutions, protecting your own players from departing your programs if you have a bad year that was unexpected. There's so many obstacles now. Share with my audience where you would be, your position on that.
Yeah, I mean it's there's no question it's a huge adjustment and a major dramatic change in college football nowadays in Division I. No question about it. And one of the toughest things, Mike, is to be able to manage your roster, to control your roster, to understand what you need and what your needs are going to be. Because now there's two times, as I understand, there's two times during the calendar year that guys can get into the transfer portal and they can take off. And you may have worked your butt off and your tail off in recruiting and feel great about your depth at running back, and all of a sudden two of your top three disappear through the transfer portal. That part's hard. And we talked about, I've stayed in touch with many, many coaches. It's incredible, and it's almost amazing to think about how many guys through our careers, 45 years I was in a Division I football as a player and a coach, how many players would have left, especially after that first year, that adjustment year, that tough freshman year, if they could have, because coaches are gnawing on their butts. Get to class, be on time, go to the tutors, get to the doctor, go to the dentist, be at practice, get to the meetings, go get your treatments, and they just get overwhelmed sometimes, and the first thing they want to do is just transfer. Well, for 100 years, you couldn't transfer without sitting out a year. And it kept many, many players in place who later on became some of the best players that ever pulled on a uniform at those schools. But had they had that out and that ability to leave right away, a whole bunch of players that I was around and that we were around through the years would have been long gone, because they just get that tough adjustment, that hard, tough time that you go through, especially when you first adjust to a new college environment. But that's really been tough. I would love that we always fought and tried to do everything we possibly could to do things for our student-athletes. But right now, they've got to get control of the NIL, Mike. We all know that. Right now, it's out of control. And I think it's less about academics. It's less about the atmosphere. It's less about coaches. It's less about facilities. It's less about tradition. It's less about fans. And in some cases, it's like, okay, how much money you got in the NIL for me? And that's not what this whole thing is supposed to be about. So I hope they can get some parity, get some rules set, because right now it's almost out of control, and I don't like that part of it, and I'm glad I'm not part of that. I miss so many things, mostly the locker room, the players, the coaches, those relationships you have, that incredible feeling that you have in that locker room when you've shared something together and you've done it together and you've achieved history and made history together, Mike. But those things have really changed it, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of the college coaches that I stay in touch with, some of them have opened up their eyes and their ears to listening to the possibility of the NFL to get in that arena of football where you don't have to mess with transfers, you don't have to mess with NIL, and you don't have to deal with those issues. You coach ball. That's what you do in the NFL. And there's more guys, I think, that are more open to that than there would have been years ago.
Well, when you take a look at that, and Kirk Herbstreit's the one that said this. He said it's the wild, wild west, and he said we've got to get our arms around this.
No doubt, that's exactly what it is. And I just stopped back and think back through all the years, and it was so important to build that mutual trust and mutual respect and that bond and that communication and that incredible relationship that you have with a student athlete and his family and his parents or grandparents or aunt or uncle, high school coach. And I think because of those two, because of the NIL right now, not in all cases, but in a lot of them, and with the heavily recruited guys, I think those things are less of a factor than they used to be, and the NIL starts coming into play a lot more, and we've got to get it under control, no doubt about it. But thank God it's still a great game. It's phenomenal. It gets the hair up on the back of your neck every Friday night with Friday night football and Saturday with college football, and to a lesser extent for me with the NFL, but I love high school and college football, and I can't wait till the season gets here, and you almost go into depression every year when it ends, when high school football and college football ends, because it's just so fun and it's so enjoyable and it means so much to so many people, and then all the memories that you make and the history-making games and all those things, awful lot of fun, Mike, as we both know.
Hey, on a lighter note, did you happen to catch the opening of College Game Day today up in Bozeman, Montana? And Lee Corsell, he never ceases to amaze me. I'm sure this will be his last season, but he was right there on the set with the fellas in about 17-degree weather. Did you get a chance to catch that?
Just a little bit of it. I didn't see right at the beginning, but I did get to see it. And what an icon! What an amazing part of college football. You know, I coached against him when I was at our first game with Hayden Fry in 1979 was the Indiana Hoosiers, Mike, and Lee Corso was the head coach. And they came in, and of course, Hayden Fry on the first play of the game, we were in an I formation. Bob Cummings had run the wing tee. And before on pre-snap motion, he jumped and emptied the backfield. And this crowd in Kent Stadium jumped on their feet and started going crazy before we even ran the play. Because they ran the first play, Phil Seuss was the quarterback. We jumped into an empty formation and threw the ball, and the place went crazy because the new era of Hawkeye football began with Hayden Fry. Lee Corsell was the head football coach at Indiana that day. We were up by a couple of touchdowns. Late in the game, less than a minute, Mario Pace is playing corner for us from the state of Ohio. They run an out and up. Mario Pace jumped all over the out. Unfortunately, they ran an out and up and hit the touchdown on us and beat us. And they came from behind to beat us in Hayden Fry's first coach game as an Iowa Hawkeye head coach. But Lee Corso is incredible what he's meant to college football. When I had a stroke, like he had had a stroke, mine was in 2012. One of the first calls I got in the hospital was from Lee Corso to check in and see how I was doing. That tells you something about the character of that guy.
Yeah, well, he goes to Mass every day, and he sits behind my 83-year-old mom, who you met here last year, best friends in Mass, and they always do the sign of the peace and shake hands. And old Lou's there. He's a good man like you are, Dan McCartney. I look forward to getting you up here again to Ferg's here anytime soon.
Look forward to it, Mike. Congratulations on two great years, and you do so much for sports and in the whole Tampa St. Petersburg area, and we appreciate all that you do. And they got a dandy. They got a first-team All-American. They got the A-team up there with Mike Rickford. So congratulations, man.
Thank you, Mac. I appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving, and say hello to Margie, your beautiful bride.
Sure will. Take care, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Great conversation. He's a little older than me, but that's an energetic man who retains a lot. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Barry Smith, and we're going to talk to Randy Grimes, and then you guys are going to finish the show off with whatever topic you want. I'm having a hard time looking at you. And that's another score for the Florida State Seminoles, and they're rolling all over Louisiana. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection second anniversary show here live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, Ivy recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay. Barb with Champa Bay at gmail.com or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today. 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, our second anniversary show live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. I've got Ray Kennedy in front of me, Ben Botham, and the gentleman that's our unofficial producer since day one, Barry Smith, is on the line. He just got inducted into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. Well-deserved and a long time coming. And he's taking a few minutes as he's, as usual, he's on the road, and he's the great Barry Smith. What's up, my man?
Well, we've had a road trip, and I am on the road. I'm actually driving back from Tallahassee right now, listening to FSU Pound Louisiana. So they're taking care of business, setting up next Friday night's big rivalry shootout at Doak Campbell Stadium, FSU against the University of Florida. I'm jacked up right now. I want to turn around and go back and start tailgating.
Well, what do you think that point spread is going to be?
Well, that, you know what, I really don't, hey, listen, all I care about is W's, okay? I don't get into the point spread, but, you know what, a rivalry game, come on, throw them out, you know? It's a big, it'll be a huge game for Florida State. Of course, it's a big game for both, but, you know, we go in that game, that, you know, 8-3, wow, you know, not bad, not bad.
Well, I've been following you guys, of course, and I've got Bobby Bowden stuff for all over my set in Florida State so that I can continue my friendship with you and most of the guys in my circle, and, of course, Mark Johnson. But you touched it. I just got done talking to Dan McCarney, my good friend that was the coach at Iowa State. And any state, like today, is Montana and Montana State. Those in-state rivalries, that's what concerns me about this greed that's taking place in college football. There's nothing better than an in-state rivalry. I don't care if a team is 0-9 and playing an 8-1. That emotional equity and that state bragging rights is always on the line, and those are damn good games.
Oh, listen, you realize that most of these kids have either been on the same high school teams, they've competed at the high school level against one another, crosstown rivalries. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's like kissing cousins, too. I mean, you know, you got family in shooting. It makes college football one of the greatest sports things there is. I love college football. Doesn't get any better. It's my favorite time of year.
So let's talk about you need a reality show. Of course, you're inducted to the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and then you made a road trip to the Bahamas, then you made a road trip to Cuba. Did you get to play golf in Cuba? There was a rumor that you're going to golf in Cuba.
Well, the answer is yes, I did, golf with a couple of several buddies of mine. One of them was Marcus Outson, former quarterback at Florida State. back a few years ago, and also Brad Dempton, who ran track and played football at Florida State. We did play a couple days of golf. It was a lot of fun, but we actually went there on a humanitarian trip. We took a lot of medical supplies down to Cuba because we do, you know what, I'm not wild about the government, but the Cuban nationals down there are wonderful people. So, you know, it was a twofold trip.
All right. Now, you know, we're broadcasting this on seven stations in the area and we're streaming. So you don't have to answer this question. But I know that you and your lovely bride, Marianne's affection for a stogie, your aficionados, if you will. You took me over to the J.C. Newman factory and showed me, you know, how cigars are wrapped here. Is there any possibility that some contraband may have made it back to Champa Bay and maybe over there on Pasadena golf course?
I will take the Fifth Amendment. or the Fifth Amendment, or I'll take the Fifth, whatever the hell it is. I will neither confirm nor deny.
Well, you've got legal counsel there in the front seat with you, so you better take her advice. She might have one of those right now blowing out the window as I'm speaking. How do I know?
Well, hey, let me tell you, part of the road trip we're just coming back from. We were up in Tallahassee for an FSU varsity club golf tournament because our organization has decided to endow an athletic scholarship in the name of four of my former teammates that were there. They were the first African-American football players at Florida State University, and everybody was there, and it was just a great time, and, of course, they were excited as heck. And, you know, they're being honored today, of course. But I'm very fortunate that Marianne loves cigars, so we can smoke anytime, day or night, in and out of the house. I'm a lucky dude.
Yeah. You all kicked your coverage, and you're every man's dream when it comes to having that kind of relationship. You know, I was breaking down, and the fellas and I are going to, the last 15 minutes of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the greatest interviews in the last 2 years. And I owe several of them, obviously, to you. But I had to put up there just in the last four or five weeks, the conversation between you and I and JT Thomas up there in Pittsburgh when you were with the full-time Super Bowl winner and your former teammate. That was a great conversation. And your old buddy Rick Nafe, God rest his soul.
Yeah, those were two
great conversations that I attribute to you.
Well, you know, some of the great things that happen when you're involved in the sports world is the friendships that you develop. Okay, the teammates and really relationships. You know, JT, of course, came down from Pittsburgh, you know, and he's up there in, you know, Tallahassee today. One of the great things, I knew he was very happy because I gave him, a little stash of stogies that we procured. And so he was very happy, along with some Papa's Pilar that one of our good friends had donated. So, you know, Life is good.
Well, my friend, I don't want to take up any more of your ability to smoke some of those. Okay, no, I won't go there anymore. I appreciate you taking time driving down the road. Are you going to make a cameo appearance over here for the 30th anniversary on Wednesday?
Absolutely. Put it this way, it won't be a late one. It'll be an early one, but I wouldn't miss that one. You know, Mark Ferguson, a great buddy, a great Seminole, but really a great sports fan, and what he has developed there, really in the Tampa Bay area with his, you know, Ferg Sports Bar. It's iconic. My hat's off to him that, you know, he took a wild ass swing at it, and he's hit a grand slam. So, you know, I wouldn't miss it. And welcome. I'm thankful to be invited.
We'll try to get here at 4 o'clock. If that's not too late for your old carcass. I'm going to do a live show from 4 to 7, and I'm going to convince these two guys to take.
I'll be there. I'll be there between the 4 and the 7. That's what I was looking. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Sounds great, my friend. All right. Have a safe trip. Tell Marianne hello, and go Noles.
You go Noles. You got it. Take care, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, fellas. That guy, I think he's 73 years old. And his wife won't mind because she's 77. She's still a power broker in politics in there. She's an attorney. They are nonstop. Bahamas, Cuba. They stayed up until 1:30 in the morning at the night he got his award at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame and then caught a flight to the Bahamas at 6. You think he could do that?
Good storyteller, too. I loved what he talked about. And that's what sports, that's one thing we do with the peewees to the preps to the pros and sports. It brings us, and Ben, you know, as well as Mike and I, all the memories, the friendships, we can go back at 50, 40, 30 years later, and it's like it was yesterday when you're telling stories. And that's one of the great things about sports, the bonding.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely.
And you're a historian.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's great just being able to, I mean, I know just from my time, I still got buddies that hit me up every single day, ask me how I'm doing, give me phone calls, you know, that kind of thing. So it's always great the kind of relationships you build through sports.
All right. So you have been coming down here for how many years?
Since Mark, it was the original one building, Seneca.
Did you really?
Yeah, back one day we played. I remember the day they
completed.
Hey, we've got, I know someone you want to talk to.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, we've got Randy Grimes now, and he's kind enough to join us, a former Baylor Bear. He was the starting center for the Tampa Bay Bucks for 9 years, and I consider him one of my friends in the area. And we just got done talking to your buddy Barry Smith as he's driving down the road. Are you doing the same thing?
Actually, I'm out on the beach, man, so I'm sorry. I'm not down there with you to celebrate your two-year anniversary. Who'd have thunk it, right?
Yeah, who'd have thunk it? Definitely right. What, the beach? What the hell is wrong with it? It's a little chilly, isn't it?
Nah, it's perfect. I'm keeping up with my Baylor Bears while I'm out here. It's 14-14 right now, playing TCU, and that's a big rivalry for us. You know, TCU is a great team this year.
It's 14-14?
Well, it was last time I checked, yeah.
Yeah, because that game's on upset alert. In fact, a lot of guys have got the Bears definitely covering. But that's another one of those, like Barry just talked about, Florida State. That's another one of those interstate rivalries. And you were involved in that one. What were you guys? Were you the SWAC, Southwest Conference?
Yeah, we were the Southwest Conference back then. But, you know, TCU's always been tough. They've recruited well. They're well coached. They have great athletes. And, you know, they don't get enough credit, just like Baylor. You know, they're ranked number 4 right now. They're 10-0. And, you know, that's a tough conference. The Big 12 is a tough conference. It doesn't get enough credit.
Well, unfortunately, due to the greed of collegiate sports, they're gutting it. It doesn't take away from the Baylor pride and all the programs involved.
Well, yeah, and everybody thinks the SEC is a holy ground, and that's where everybody wants to wind up. But, you know, that's tough out there, too. And of course, A&M had already left, but with Texas and Oklahoma vacating and us bringing in our other teams, BYU and the other team, then, you know, we're still going to have a great conference. And, I mean, I just love college football, and I especially love that Big 12 football.
Hey, let's get your Bucks perspective. A team that's at 500, one game in front in the South, and you take a look at the mighty momentum, and I thought maybe my Packers would catch it, but they just don't have the depth. They don't have the veterans, they don't have TB12, who's a heck of a leader. What do you think their chances are? I think the great chances of getting in the playoffs, but advancing very far once this team starts coming together again.
You know what? I like their chances of at least getting to the playoffs, and then I think they turn into a different team when the playoffs start. You know, so TB12's got some kind of magical hold on a team when they get to that point. And that's what he brings down here, Mike. You know, obviously he brings talent and great leadership, but he just brings up whatever you want to call it, that charisma about him that, I mean, they turn it up a notch when they get to that level. And, you know, I expect them to play hard and win, maybe not win out, but win the majority of their games going out. And, you know,
morning,
any injuries or anything. I look for them to have a strong second half of the season, or and to when the playoffs get here, they're a whole nother team.
Yeah, Randy, this is Ray. How are you, Randy, today? Good to see you out on the beach and join us.
What's up, Ray?
So, yeah, and then we talk about maybe getting Ryan Jensen back, and now you move Hainsey over to left guard, and maybe in Leverett, who actually filled in validly for Gadecki there in Germany. But, yeah, the depth on an offensive line, and, of course, having been the center there yourself for our Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I swear talking to you every time takes me right back to 1983, brother. But what a difference that made this week in Hamburg, and it looks like getting Ryan Jensen back could really be the piece of the key to getting this offense really rolling.
Oh, that's huge. You know, that's huge for the continuity of winning out the rest of the year and those guys playing hard up front. But you know what? I gotta say, they played a little better every week. And I think the fact that, you know, Tom doesn't mind getting in their face. And, you know, that was something Steve was always good about, Steve DeBerg. You know, he'd get in your face and he would make the corrections he needed to make out on the field. And you got to do that, especially when your life's on your life's at risk back there standing in the pocket. So, you know, the offensive line as is has gotten a little bit better every week. And of course, with Jensen coming back and all those guys, it's really that continuity is going to be there that they've been missing.
Let me ask you this. You know, you didn't have the media coverage. You didn't have the cameras in your face, the phones in your face, the social media back in the day. But if DeBerg had talked down to you, which, you know, is a leader's role, and it was slapped all over ESPN and every talking head out there, how do you think you would have reacted?
You know what, I think he would have reacted just like Tom has done. You know, you do what you got to do to take care of yourself, and if you care about winning and you care about your team and you care about looking good out there and performing like you're capable of, and that's the kind of things that leaders do. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we expect. You know, coming back to the huddle as an offensive lineman, especially somebody who's, you know, getting trashed out there by a great defensive lineman who's, you know, it's tough to take them on one-on-one. And when you're coming back to the huddle, you want to see somebody that's in charge. You want to see somebody that's going to keep you up, put you in the best position to succeed. And, you know, that's the kind of leader that DeBerg was. And that's the kind of leader that Benny became before he left. You know, Steve Young was like that. And, of course, TB12 is probably the best at it.
I tell you what, though, Randy, I got a chance to run into Steve DeBerg a couple of years back at the Jazz Festival there in Clearwater. But it takes me right back to remember how he used to stand sideways and throw the spiral. He had the best spiral I've ever seen. To this day, I mean, you could give me all the quarterbacks and the great throws and down, but Steve DeBerg, for my lifetime, best tightest spiral I ever saw. He just loved to throw that spiral.
Well, that guy had a great career. I mean, look at how many years did he play? 19? He played a long time.
At, you think at about least.
It, Benny played about 19 years too. Those guys had long careers because they were great. They were great players.
Well, you go play on the beach, my friend. I appreciate you going to come
down
here.
That's what I do best, man. That's what I do best.
Well, no, you also author a book. Let our audience know the name of the book. It's a superb read. It's the reality of your life. And, you know, here I am celebrating a 2-year anniversary of a radio show. That's chump change compared to what Randy Grimes has done and what he's done for many people since you turned your life around. And I applaud you, and I'm fortunate to call you a friend. So tell people how they can find the book.
Well, thank you very much. And you can find it at offcenterthebook.com. Go to Amazon and look up Off Center. And it's a book about my journey and my comeback. And, you know, it's there's something in there for everybody. And I just encourage everybody to pick it up, to read it. And you're going to get something out of it. And like I said, it started as a platform to heal my family through everything that I put them through with my addiction. But as it turned out, the book has been really successful. The reviews have been awesome. And I'm so proud of how it turned out as a result of my family helping me write that book. So, yeah, offcenterthebook.com or just go to Amazon and find Off Center, check it out, and let me know what you think about it.
Well, Thanksgiving is around the corner. You have a lot to be thankful for, and I do as well. And I wish you nothing but success with your progress with the book. And we'll be talking soon. And we still have to do that book signing down here, brother.
Anytime, man. Anytime. And I'm so proud of you, and I'm proud of the 2 years that you've given us here in St. Pete. And the show is awesome, and everybody loves it. So keep it up.
Thank you. That's Randy Grimes. And let's take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Don't turn that dial. We're about ready to convert this into the comedy 15 minutes as we wind things down on our second anniversary show with Mad Mac, Ray Kennedy, Ben Botham. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll be back live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack. Yes.
With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back, and watch the mic. The mics are high. Welcome back to the Tampa. I got to be very careful this last segment so the FCC doesn't completely boot us out of the state or off the air. Anyway, welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Is this on?
It won't be in a second. Anyway, we've got the last 15 minutes. I felt that we would have a little humor in conversation with some guys that are actually very special to me on our second anniversary show live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We thank some of the greats that assisted us. Of course, Joel Berdoud, Mark Ferguson, Barry Smith, and Randy Grimes, and then through a little Dan Gable, not Dan Gable, Dan McCarney. I wanted to talk Dan Gable. And now we have to talk Mad Mac, who's been here for, Mark says, almost 30 years. I don't think he needs headphones. I'm loud enough as it is. And he says you've been, well, you were probably drinking here for 30 years.
There's no doubt about that.
Okay, so you started drinking here back in the day when there was no liquor license, just beer and wine?
I was here, beer and wine. And Ferg used to give out these wooden nickels for a free beer. True story.
He still tries to give me wooden nickels. or Ferg's bucks. Wooden Ferg's nickels.
He'll tell you, those Ferg bucks, they are good. Anywhere. Anywhere.
Bring them on down to Katiki. We'll check
that. You can pay your mortgage with them.
Well, you've attempted, haven't you?
I've tried.
This safe used to be full of your first bucks.
I won't name the other bar I went to, and I handed it to them. They didn't like me.
And I'm sure they didn't. Anyway.
Hot Corner Pizza. They wouldn't take them.
Oh, they would take them there.
Hot Corner.
Wow. That guy owned the place.
That's all that was out here. It was Hot Corner and then Coach Spurs when Mark Ferguson first bought that Sonic.
Mark owned Hot Corner
Pizza. Hey.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he did.
You're a DJ. Talk into the microphone.
I didn't can fit your saying. You have to speak up a wee bit for me.
Well, is Dr. Patel in the house today?
Dr. Patel is down. He's very busy down the street right now, but he will be back very soon.
Well, I appreciate Dr. Patel calling me from time to time and asking me how my privates are doing.
He's a great oncologist.
Oh, yeah.
He will be able to fix all your ailments. You are not to worry.
And proctologist.
By the way, I want to let you know, Mac, as my marketing manager, the Speedos, the Mike Rickard Speedos, are moving off just flying off the shelves.
Half price, right?
Something else, Ben. I'll show it to you. He puts on social media, this guy just cut like, you know.
You're going to show it to like him or are you going to display them?
Like a Chippendale. Yeah, I'm going to display him. Like a Chippendale with my head last year with this same similar getup. And he posted on social media. Oh, my God, I just get heckled to death. But don't worry about it. I love you, buddy.
I love you, too, brother.
Yeah,
are you
tell.
Ready for Wednesday is the big question.
I'm ready for Wednesday.
You're ready for Wednesday? You're wacky, too, okay?
Yeah, I'm ready for Wednesday.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah. In 6 weeks, I'll be doing a show from 4 to 7 here, so I'm going to be stealing you for some, and we'll be streaming. You'll be able to be
candy. We're
going to
hook you up with audio, so the whole block can hear you.
It'll be a lot of fun. So, what's the purpose of the gifts you brought me? What's the pink thing?
All right, the pink thing is a pink.
We only got 7 minutes.
Pink pony for you. All right.
I've wanted.
Did you open your card that I got you?
65. I read it.
All right.
65 years. Here's the card. Of course, it looks like my granddaughter is too. You're two and terrific. Today is your day. May every day after bring new things your way. New things to learn, new things to do. As each one is exciting, especially as you. I bet you spent a lot of time trying to figure that card out.
I did. I had to find the first card that had two on it.
Happy two anniversary. Yeah, it's obvious. The Madman Mac. Thank you very much, Mac.
Well, brother, I love you. I'm looking forward to the years ahead. We're going to get bigger and bigger and better, and we're going to move forward. And just remember, send this home with Terry.
It's a pregnancy test. It's over 99% accurate.
I hope she's listening.
Yeah, well, she'll listen after the fact. Hey, and it's Mark Ferguson said, this drug test, marijuana is a plant. It's not a drug.
Well,
and the people I hang around with,
that's not what he tells his cooks.
And
I didn't say that.
Oh, that's hilarious. And down where I live, Sunset Beach, with the saltwater hippies, I get contact highs every day. So I might be able to utilize that. Now, what's the significance of the itch cream?
Well,
okay,
you know,
all right.
You live in Florida. It's hot.
Well, yeah, rashes. I don't think I have any sunburn. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
for the
sunburn.
The Carol anti-itch cream. Those gifts will be memorable for decades.
Did you ever use the last gift I got you? The box of Viagra.
Oh my God!
God had nothing to do with it.
No. Well, if anybody needs any blue pills, I have some down there on the beach.
So, see, I tried to make you a star.
Okay.
Different kind of star, but, you know.
Well, you are a star. Okay. One quick story. What's the most unique thing in the 29 years of you being a DJ that happened down here? Can you think of one thing that you didn't cause? Ray's probably got some he could throw out there.
It would involve girls dancing on the bar. There might or might not have been nudity.
Well, I would hope that that might would have been the case for the patrons.
And I got scolded for that, playing for it, but I had nothing to do with it. I just put on a good song.
I got scolded for that. Hey, Ray, how did you two meet?
It's been almost over about a decade, but yeah, basically doing shows out here, but coming out, I'd known Mac. I'd known who he was.
He introduced me to you.
Yeah, but helping us out with the doing the Bucks report and doing the shows. But that's the thing about Al. Not only is he the best DJ, best guy in town, but he'd give you a hit, take the shirt off his back to help you out. And I really appreciate you, brother.
He has done that for me before. So, Ben, did you ever think at 24 years young that you'd be hanging around with a bunch of old bastards that have this much fun?
Hey, you speak for yourself, okay?
This is better than anything I can imagine, Mike. You got my buddy Kenny Knowles is in the house. He's the executive producer.
He's the good looking one in the bunch.
And the editor.
I even got a name tag now.
Wow. Well, it's not a name tag, it's credentials.
Okay,
did you steal it?
Credential.
Those are media credentials.
Where'd you steal it from?
That'll get me into the men's room.
He may or may not have had a few beverages last night.
I just want to know why his name's handwritten on it.
because he has to prove himself before I
have underneath.
Yeah, before I get him the credentials, he has to prove himself. He may or may not have had a few beverages last night in Treasure Island, and he was whining that he didn't have credentials. So, of course, I accommodate you.
So you went all out, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
You don't have a printer?
No. I don't know how to run it. I got a nice printer. Bet these guys can all tell you. I know less than zero about technology, and you should be the one that knows that the most.
Well, that's why you have these nice, fancy microphones that you can pick up everything on now, huh?
I have all this technology.
Look at his sweater, though. His sweater is pretty cool.
Hey, when are our jackets coming in?
Actually, they're supposed to arrive next Wednesday. I don't know if they're going to be here in time for the...
You guys, we're going to be the dapperest Dans in the neighborhood for Christmas.
Come from China.
I don't know if I can wear it. Yeah, I have a funny story.
Maybe I could get a printed credential that way.
Well, I'll try to get you a printed credential by Wednesday.
Talk to me. I'll get you one. Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, would you please?
I'll even...
Okay, here's what I need.
You need a different body on the picture?
Yeah,
whatever you need.
Okay, so I need business cards, and credentials. Can you handle all that?
I can do all that.
Okay, yeah.
Well, listen, I got to get back because the Seminole Pinellas U-Haul party is needing me.
Hey, take one of those books and give it away if they need another giveaway. I got two more upstairs.
You got it. Love you guys.
He's my man.
We'll talk to
you. Madman Mac. And you'll be on the show. There's the Big D, Daryl. You'll be here Wednesday. I'm going to have you on for a little humor.
11 a.m. till close.
He's a dandy, isn't he, Ray? 10 years. He's an absolute dandy.
It gets better by like everybody, like all your guests today, everybody around here at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're getting better with age, baby.
Well, you know, I was looking at some of, and we've only got a couple minutes, some of the great interviews I've had. And God rest his soul, Rick Nath, he was the former administrator of Tropicana Field. And, of course, the Sombrero in those days. We just lost him this past year. I feel like this is an Oscar award. So we lost him. Aresti, Aresti's left. Yeah, Estrada, he's superb as well. Put that microphone in front of you. And then trying to think of the other guys. Oh, Gordy Gronkowski, were you down here?
Yeah.
Gordy Gronkowski, you were here for
pickleball.
Yeah, he played the pickleball. He's Gronk's oldest brother, and he's the baseball player. And he had a career. He was in the AAA system for the Angels en route. I got to wind things down, guys. Thanks for coming down. You didn't get to participate a whole lot, but it was a trip down memory
Always
lane.
A pleasure.
Thanks for everybody listening and, to the second year anniversary. From Mark Ferguson, Brandy Wyand, Dan McCartney, Barry Smith, Randy Grimes, Ben Botham, Ray Kennedy, my Madman Mac. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, have a championship week.